Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 24, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, P-wave indices and the risks of incident atrial fibrillation and ischemic stroke in black adults, the Jackson Heart Study. This prospective cohort study, involving 4,900 black adults without atrial fibrillation at baseline, investigated the relationship between electrocardiographic P-wave indices as measures of atrial cardiomyopathy and incident atrial fibrillation and ischemic stroke. The study found that specific P-wave indices were significantly associated with an increased risk of both developing atrial fibrillation and experiencing an ischemic stroke within this population. These findings highlight P-wave indices as valuable early prognostic markers, offering a new approach for risk stratification in black adults who face a disproportionate burden of atrial fibrillation-related complications. This research establishes the clinical utility of these markers to guide targeted interventions and improve outcomes. Article number 2. Clinically actionable hypertrophic cardiomyopathy genes in South Asian Indian patients. This study aimed to identify the prevalence of clinically actionable gene variants for primary hypertrophic cardiomyopathy in South Asian Indian patients, addressing existing data gaps and disparities in ancestry-specific variant interpretation. The research successfully identified distinct, clinically actionable hypertrophic cardiomyopathy gene variants within this specific population, using established guidelines like the ClinGen Hereditary Cardiovascular Disorders Gene Curation Expert Panel. These findings provide crucial genetic insights, enhancing the understanding of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy's etiology in South Asian Indian individuals. This work is essential for improving accurate genetic diagnosis, facilitating robust risk stratification, and enabling effective cascade screening within affected South Asian Indian families, ultimately minimizing interpretation disparities and improving patient care. Article number 3. Utility of high-sensitivity cardiac troponin-T and N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide to predict survival, quality of life, and functional status changes after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. This prospective observational cohort study involving 173 patients evaluated the prognostic utility of pre-transcatheter aortic valve implantation, N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide, and high-sensitivity cardiac troponin T levels. The study discovered that elevated pre-procedural levels of both N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide and high-sensitivity cardiac troponin T were significant predictors of poorer survival, reduced quality of life, and diminished functional status changes after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. These findings demonstrate that these cardiac biomarkers offer substantial prognostic value beyond current clinical assessments. Consequently, these biomarkers can be incorporated into aortic valve guidelines to enhance risk stratification and guide more informed patient selection for transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Article number 4. Non-steroidal versus steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists in heart failure. Real-world evidence from a multicenter cohort study. This retrospective propensity score-matched cohort study utilized the TriNetX database to provide real-world evidence comparing non-steroidal and steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists in heart failure patients. The study enrolled adult patients diagnosed with heart failure who initiated either type of mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist between January 2021 and February 2025. The research demonstrated that non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, exemplified by finerenone, offer comparable or superior clinical benefits in reducing mortality and hospitalization rates in heart failure patients. This evidence expands therapeutic options for heart failure management, supporting the selection of mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists to improve patient outcomes in a real-world setting. Article number 5. Rivaroxaban in peripheral artery disease after revascularization. Worst events and net outcomes in Voyager PAD. This analysis of the Voyager PAD trial data evaluated the efficacy and safety of rivaroxaban 2.5 mg twice daily in patients with peripheral artery disease after revascularization, specifically focusing on worst events and net clinical outcomes. The study affirmed rivaroxaban's benefit in reducing major thrombotic vascular events, building upon the initial finding of a reduced first event in a composite endpoint. It further clarified rivaroxaban's impact on the spectrum of adverse events, demonstrating an improved overall patient safety and efficacy profile. This comprehensive assessment solidifies rivaroxaban's role as a vital adjunct to antiplatelet therapy, substantially improving long-term outcomes and reducing reinterventions for peripheral artery disease patients post-revascularization. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.